At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Clocks Running, the podcast for everything flag football officials. I'm your host, Ant, and in just a few days, I'm going to be hitting the road, going to Nashville for Nationals, and the three guests tonight are all going to be there as well. So let's just get started, bring them on. First and foremost, we got the director of trash himself, Mr. Bojangles. Jacob, what up, man?
What's up, man? I was going to have another North Carolina great drink on with some Sun Drop, but I figured I'd just keep a classic with a classic Coke, given the Olympics are coming up here in the next month or so.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, I feel like I'm almost like creating like a WWE character for you now that like you're the director of trash. Like,
you know, I feel like I should have some superpowers, right? Like I should have like trash bags like at whim. Like some tie up or tie straps or something like that. Like, you know, shoot like Spider-Man out of my like wrists or whatever. I don't know. Like, there's the possibilities are endless for this.
That's facts. All right. So next up is the ref that is in everybody's background of their profile picture. We got Lance. What up, Lance?
What's going on, guys?
I see your blurred image in like the amount of quarterbacks, like it's all zoomed in on them, and I just see you blurred in the background.
I need to be the focus.
All right, and finally, you know, Jacob, I know this dude's in two places right now. He's either at the gym or he's at the dry cleaners picking up his medium shirts. What up, Pat?
What up, man? I'm actually in the garage, chilling, talking with y'all.
Looks like it almost fits.
It looked just like the other ones, but like I told you, these guns, hey, it don't that, matter, man.
You almost have some room in that one.
I can't dodge the orange, man. Sorry. I'm trying. I went extra large and steel.
I think that was the spin cycle away, but hey.
Oh man, you know they say don't skip leg day, man. You should just skip arm day, okay? Let the, you know.
Hey, don't worry, you'll see these 4.5s too at Nash. Hey, I'm wearing shorts. Don't worry.
Hey, what's tougher, Pat's biceps or Pat's beard?
That's gonna be gone after what's the name? I'll be baby face soon.
R.I.P. Pat's beard.
All right, so Jacob, I gotta have you explain something. I know you've reviewed this rule a few times, but I got a request. Apparently Lance isn't doing his job in the Bay. I got a request from one of those Curry Bomber players. They need a specific rule review, okay? They want you to talk about impeding the rush, but what happens when the QB rolls out?
Okay. All right, so I'm not really going to go too far in depth with impeding because we know what that means. The rusher's straight line to the quarterback. The quarterback's original spot at the line of scrimmage is altered, move. If there's any kind of change to that path based on an offensive player's movements, that's not contact. That's what we have for impeding. So a lot of times what you see is a quarterback they'll roll left, they'll roll right, they'll just try to change where they're at, give themselves more time. Well, when a rusher approaches the offensive line or, you know, the line of scrimmage, they have to stay to the original spot. if a rusher deters and goes to the quarterback and doesn't stay on their original path, they leave themselves. They lose their right away.
Gotcha. Go ahead.
Okay, that's pretty much it.
Okay. Lance, anything you want to add to that?
Who asked the damn question is my first question.
Who runs the United Sports of America Instagram?
Like I said, I'm going to go shoot him. I got him tonight.
Okay. That's... you know. All right, cool. I appreciate the explanation. What
the problem?
Go ahead.
The biggest problem is interpretation. People don't understand. Well, the quarterback's moving. I'm like, and that's not the point. So people just don't quite understand that. It's to Jake. You know, I thought Jacob, you explained it pretty rational, and I've explained it in a very similar fashion. I'm like, it's where he catches the ball, not where he rolls to. Very simple. Right. That's where your X is. And if you deviate from that X, that's on you. That's no one else. So,
yeah. Okay. Well, that's easy enough. I'm not sure why all those players in the Bay can't figure it out. I mean, how long has Lawrence been playing flag football at this point?
Loring.
Wow.
Asking silly questions.
I didn't call you out, Lawrence.
I mean, it doesn't matter. He doesn't listen to the podcast anyway. So, like, you know. You know, he doesn't support us, so we can say whatever we want about him.
I'm going to give him a sticker when I see him this weekend.
You know, I mean, come on. Like,
there you go.
Yeah, that. Exactly. There we go.
Lance got stuck on anything.
I got it. Oh, man, come on. I got to support it. Here we go.
Good grief.
Yeah.
You got three stickers. Good God. Yeah. They're running from each side of your cup.
Yeah, exactly. Everywhere I go, I got it on the back of my phone, even.
Fancy.
You know? Yeah. So,
phone charger.
I can't wait. I can't wait to have Jordan's angry face on a beanie. Like, that's what I need. I want that. All right, fair enough. Okay, so let's get in this. It's the week in Nationals. Jake, I'm going to put you on the spot. I know you got all the answers. So what makes this tournament important in relation to Tampa, in relation to the rest of the year? Why is this such a big tournament?
Okay, well, the fun thing is I'm not I don't want to say and be wrong, but I'm going to safely assume this being Nationals, if you win – you're going to get an automatic bid to two worlds, right? Depending on your division size and all that good stuff. There's some good cash prizes for the top divisions. There's, we have some really good competition across the board, for where we're hosting this year in Tennessee. I think the country overall traveled pretty well, and we got a pretty good grouping, in each division. And the other big, like, outside of Worlds, this is the biggest tournament, this overshadows the other group that does a Nationals in the same weekend as our Worlds. This is a pretty big tournament. So for on the adult side, this is going to be kind of a tell-all, a little preview before what January is going to look like.
So this isn't the Nationals where there's only like four or five teams in every format and they call themselves mm-hmm. national champs like that. That's not what we're doing mm-hmm. here.
No, we're not doing that. I think I'd like to say there, we got 10 to 12 minimum each division. There's over 500 yeah. teams signed up for this tournament.
Nice. Awesome. Lance, what are you looking forward to for Nashville?
Nashville. I've been to Nashville once before. I had a blast. So just Nashville in general. I mean, from a football perspective, a lot of the teams we all know, love them and hate them. So it'd be good to see those guys. Obviously, see you guys as well. But at the end of the day, it's just good football. So that's kind of what I'm looking forward to.
Cool. Cool. Pat, how about you? I know it's your birthday weekend, but what else are you looking forward to?
Just enjoying some good football, as far as to see all these teams that talk trash on the podcast and talk trash on Facebook play each other. Because ain't no duck and wreck this weekend. Unless you go to play Elite.
All right. Hey, Pat, I'm gonna do it, man. You talked a little bit earlier and now it's on the podcast. What's your issue with the Elite division?
Oh, what's my issue with the Elite division? Like I told you, it's like he's stuck in the middle of the matrix. Like, I wanna be comp, but I wanna be a pro. Like, but I ain't good enough. I mean, like, what's the matter with it? I just don't understand. Like, why don't you just play pro? Or how about, I mean, why you ain't just going to play comp? I mean, that's stupid. Like, oh, I want to win a championship so I can say I want Elite because everybody knows what comp is. No, comp, all you is a comp, is an A plus, oh, I would say a B plus. That's it. A B plus on the grading scale. You got pro is A. You got the B is what I would call the Elite because it's only at Nationals. And then you got comp. That's it. I just thought it was funny. I just wanted to shake the nest like you told me earlier. So I mean, I knew the divisions. I mean, it's better than amateur.
Yeah, that's right. But Jacob, thoughts? You want to add something to what Pat just?
Well, you know, I think it's real simple. I think the Elite division is for teams that don't want to go, that aren't quite ready to go to pro and go 0-3 in Tampa, and get sent home. You know, that quick.
Get that right, Pat? Hey, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I haven't put on cleats in a hot minute, so I don't know, man. I mean, as far as, I mean, I've won my championships in Tampa. So
I think we need to talk about what you define as a hot minute.
It's not so much.
Long time, you know.
Yeah,
I haven't seen Ant in a hot minute.
Hey, speaking of a hot minute, I'll tell you this right now. The first time that my team went into the pro division, it was Chicago Nationals. Mm-hmm. And I think we did four divisions. We literally went 1-19. So now we had some factors happen. Our quarterback, you know, the day before canceled on us. so we literally had a different quarterback every game. But I'm gonna tell you right now, YTG put it on us. Preach put it on us. Like it was bad. It was bad. No pause needed. It was bad.
Hey Jake, I could have did like all the other teams and just switched my name the next year and played comp or rec. Instead of going to pro, I should have did that.
You wouldn't even have to switch your name.
Damn. Man, we should have did that. I mean, we dodged that 0-3 in Tampa.
Okay. All right, so let's get into it. We're all going to be on the hot seat tonight. We're going to do something a little different. Bracketology, clocks running style. So basically, I just took the team list. I know the drafts are over the next couple of days, so all of this, probably these games won't even happen. Completely hypothetical. I plug these teams into brackets. They get ranked accordingly, you know, but basically how they signed up. So if you're scared, Pat, and you don't want to answer, you don't want to.
He's coming at you, don't want, bro.
Hey, he poking the bear.
if you don't want to answer a team matchup, just say pass. Three of us are going to answer. The majority gets to it. All we're going to do is we're going to get down to four teams of each bracket. And then next week when we follow back up, we can look at how close we got to it, okay? So you guys haven't seen the brackets, so you guys don't even know, you know, who's on which side and how these are going to look. So we're going to start with Air It Out Men's. And don't worry, Pat, we're doing pro. We're not doing amateur or novice or anything like that. So all right, cool. So Jacob, first matchup. YTG, KOV, Air It Out.
YTG.
Okay. Lance?
Same.
Okay. Pat?
I'm going upset. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, cool. All right, now I'm going to start this next one off. Mean Machine against Nas. I'm going to take Nas. Pat, who you got?
Mean Machine.
Okay. Jacob, tiebreaker, who is it?
Mean Machine.
Okay, all right.
And I think that'll actually be an upset.
Okay. All right, now we got Lance starting with you. We got Ronin versus Verified.
Ronin.
Okay, Pat?
Ooh, I don't know. This may be
Do you know who Verified is?
Yeah, okay. I'm going Ronin.
Okay, who is Verified, Jacob? I don't know who
they're
they
from,
are.
They're from Pittsburgh. They won. Yeah. They won Air It Out. What division? It wasn't one of the bottom ones. I think it was either Comp or Elite last year at Worlds.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to give them some respect. I would pick Verified. Ronin's a good team.
Okay. All right. So we got Ronin moving on just because the other two said Ronin. Okay, next up, UGK against Salty Dogs. I'm just going to take UGK. Jacob?
Oh, man, I haven't heard UGK in a while.
Yeah.
Those guys are good. I'm going to take UGK.
Okay. All right. We don't need another vote. We got two. All right. Now we're going back through the bracket all the way up. So TC United got the bye in this bracket, and they're now facing YTG. Pat?
YTG.
Okay. All right. Lance?
It'll be a good game, but I have to go with YTG.
Okay. All right. All right. We got two for that. Next up, Sports Mania's got the other bye. Jacob, Sports Mania's against Ronin. Who you got?
Sports Mania's.
That'd be a great game.
Yeah, Sports Mania.
If they do that, I want that game.
Okay.
Watch.
All right, Pat, did you say Sports Mania as well?
Sports Mania, yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. There was one more bye because it's like a odd number of teams. Calm against UGK. So, Lance, who you got? Calm? That's what it said. Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
UGK.
Yeah. Pat?
UGK.
All right.
I'm going to say UGK because I'm pretty sure Calm forfeited out of East Coast Nationals.
they be playing all those other different
divisions. So they ain't even going to be there.
Oh, okay.
Could be wrong.
All right, cool. So Air It Out Men's Pro, our final four bracket for that is going to be YTG against Mean Machine and Sports Mania's against UGK.
That'd be a tough four, man.
All right, cool.
Tough four.
So we'll see. Naturally, you know, who knows if that happens. Pool play games shake up the bracket and everything, but we'll see. Maybe some of those matchups will happen. Let's move right into Air It Out Women's. We got to give the women's respect, and this is an interesting bracket. So, Lance, I'm going to start with you. OBB against Mixed Breeds.
OBB.
Okay.
OBB.
That's two household names right off rip.
Yeah, I know.
Now Jack's cussing us out.
I'm glad y'all.
She does. Jacob, we gotta go to you. Matrix against BOB.
You said BOB and Matrix?
Yeah.
BOB.
Okay, I'm taking BOB also. All right, now we're going over. Cayenne, I think I'm saying that wrong because it's the Canadian team, against Playas. Lance, who you got?
I'm going with Cayenne, Canadian team.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Pat?
Same. I'm going to Canadian.
All right, cool. So let's see. Now we have one other matchup to discuss. Nas OBB. Jacob?
OBB.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You can't pick against them right now.
That's true. Yeah.
Unless they're playing the Canadian.
They're good, man. You can't pick against them.
They definitely got a lot of athletes. Okay, so let's look at Next up, Elise against Run and Gun. Lance?
Go Elite.
Okay, I'm taking Run and Gun. Pat, you tiebreaker.
I'm going Elite.
Okay, all right. I don't know. Run and Gun, they in a Tampa a couple of years ago, they got a lot of D1 athletes. They're solid. All right.
I'm trying to remember the team, the girl, the quarterback that we call it Tom Brady in Vegas, the short haircut. I don't know her team. Hey, but if she's there, she's winning everything. Sorry. So whoever's her team, I'm sorry. Y'all can hate me, but that girl is Tom Brady and Michael Vick and had a baby and it was a little girl, and that's her.
What?
Yeah.
I said Tom Brady. Anyways, keep going.
Moving on. Jacob, you got Sub-Zero against Cayenne, the Canadian team.
Cayenne.
Okay. Lance, who you got?
Cayenne.
All right. Okay, so check this out for the final four. Put it in the bracket, air it out, women's. OBB against BOB and Cayenne against Elite.
That's a tough bracket.
That's a tough one.
That's a tough final four.
Some referee cussed out that game. Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Okay. These are good matchups. And, you know, it checks things up. Like, Nick Spree's having to play OVB right away. That's tough.
Right.
So, sorry, Jackie.
That's a bad draw, Jack.
There goes one subscription.
Maybe we'll fall back around in the contact or something. I don't know. But, All right. This is what Pat's been waiting for. Now let's talk about Five's contact men's. This is an interesting bracket. You guys are going to have fun with this, especially the matchups, because I know it's not something we would expect in a bracket. So let's get right into it. Pat, you have to pick a winner here. I'm not letting you pass. Carolina Legion against SP Savages.
Whoo! I'm going.
Oh! Okay. Jacob, who you got?
I'm going Legion, man.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be the tiebreaker, and I love everything that comes out of North Carolina. So I'm saying Carolina Legion.
Pause.
Okay, so then let's see. All right, okay. Check this out for a first-round matchup. YTG against Free Smoke. Five contact.
Ooh, good Lord.
Pat, who you got?
I'm going, I can't pick against the defending that world champs. I'm going just for Free Smoke.
Okay. Jacob?
I'm going to go off of recency. I'm going to pick YTG.
Yeah, I got to take YTG.
They beat Free Smoke at East Coast Nationals.
But not with their whole team that they had at
God, not with us. Shut up.
I'm for real.
I tried to say that earlier about Chicago, man. It doesn't matter. You got to win with who you got.
That's until you go 0-3.
Yeah.
You got to lose with who you got, too.
Yeah. All right, so I don't know this other team, but I'm going to tell you right now, I'm picking No Flex Zone over Bex Plus One. First round matchup.
Who?
They're from Cali. They're from Cali. Yeah. Stretch, Garza, and those guys.
I love it.
And they're playing Pro.
They play Pro. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Sharks.
I get off of Shark City. So Pick City.
Yeah, right. Oh. That's as soon as you said Garza, that's immediately where I went to.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, AKA the old Shark City team. Yeah. Thing is back.
Yeah. Lance, you're going. Okay. All right.
Is Chad on life support?
But I'm still picking. Hey, so Hey, so just to be clear, I just want to make sure everyone in California knows Lance picked against the California team. So just so you guys know, he does not show favorites towards California teams.
Like, I picked against the Carolina team. What are you talking about?
Exactly. All right, here we go. So now we're going into the second round. This is fun, guys. Super Soakers, Carolina Legion. Jacob, who you got?
This is tough because it depends on what Legion team shows up.
I know, I can tell you.
Legion can absolutely dog walk them. But if they if everything's not firing and either they're dead on or they're dead off, I'll be a homer. I'll stick with Legion.
Okay. Pat, who you got?
Hey, Twin is back from deployment. And, yeah, he's locked in. I'm going with Legion.
Wow. Okay. I mean, my vote doesn't matter.
For the first round, but you pick them now.
Because
I think you're just trying to ride the bandwagon.
Yeah, I'm trying to set them up for the final four.
Okay. I just think as far as Super Soakers go, the last time I saw them in San Diego, I mean, they got on a rip and they plowed through that bracket, and it took what, two overtimes for New Dynasty to beat them in sixes.
Yeah.
So, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I mean, they got
super composed. Like, there's not taking anything away from them.
Yeah. Okay. So we got Legion moving on in that. So UGK and Hard Target.
Hard
Target. Jacob? Okay. You going Hard Target? Okay. Hard Target. Yeah. All right.
It's a good matchup, though. That will be a good matchup.
Mm-hmm. All right. Are those like old school East Coast teams? Is that those teams?
UGK is out of Massachusetts. They don't play. They don't play often. The last time I saw them win a tournament, they came down. They won in 2021, I believe. They came down to the Charlotte Major we had, and beat a bracket of Bex, Queen City Bulls. Showtime, which was that was kind of free smoke. Who else was in that bracket?
Caker playing with free smoke. Is that who that was?
Huh?
Caker playing with free smoke. Is that who?
No. It was Chris Boone was the quarterback of Showtime. Trying to think who else was in that bracket. That was a really good. It was a good bracket though. UGK came out on top. They won the whole thing.
And then Hard Targets. And then they used to call something else.
That was they're formerly Judah. That's Leo, Allen, Peanut. Those guys. Benny.
Was it Mambas?
Mambas were in comp. They beat y'all in the championship.
That was in Tampa when Mambas beat us.
Mm-hmm. We were in Charlotte. Maybe they beat Infinity.
No, because we lost the Mambas 12 to the interception in the Nationals. Because as you remember, it was three out of four teams were from North Carolina.
Right, that's at Tampa, though. This is in Charlotte.
Yeah, Charlotte, what was Mambas' name before then? What was Dom them team name before?
Quality Control. Yep.
Okay, so speaking of Mambas, their matchup with a bye, they get YTG. Lance, who you got?
YTG.
Okay, Pat?
I'm going with Mambas. They're too physical for YTG, and they're fast, too.
I have one question. Where is this Mambas team from? There's two Mambas teams. There's one from Tennessee. There's one from North Carolina.
I don't have the answer to that.
Gosh.
But can you pull it up real quick? I don't know. I didn't write down every.
I mean, the reality, like, YTG is going to be tough to beat right now.
Okay.
So, I mean, I think the safe answer is YTG.
Okay. All right. So.
We're going to go to Cable City.
Okay, so here you go.
One of the toughest teams they face.
Okay. Did they didn't play them in at East Coast National?
Mm-mm. Okay. I don't think Mambas were even there.
They wasn't.
Oh, okay.
Dom was playing quarterback for him. That.
Yeah, they play with the 35 and up team.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, so to decide the last spot for this Final Four, New Dynasty got the bye, and they have to say Vex plus one. Jacob?
You said it's New Dynasty and Vex?
Yeah. Okay. Lance?
New Dynasty.
Woo! And you know, I'm gonna be the tiebreaker here. I'm going New Dynasty for sure. Get Vex out of there.
There ain't no tiebreakers, man. Vex gonna mock them. They've been Vex son for the last 5 years.
The closest game that they ever played was the World Championships in 2022. Ever since after that, New Dynasty maybe scores once against Vex.
I don't know. They
won $5,000 yesterday doesn't mean anything.
Are they turning into a non-contact team? Is that you think that's the direction they're heading, or
could be?
Who?
Yeah, New Dynasty.
I don't know. They play both formats, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Lance.
They only play in the tournament to stay fresh so they can work on plays. That's it. That's common sense.
But wait a minute. Even in Vegas, weren't they playing the championship against YTG or for air it out or something? What tournament was that? Lance, you and me were on the field.
Like, I don't think I remember this shit. I don't know.
I think it was regular five. I think it was regular five then. It was YTG and New Dynasty.
In Vegas?
Yeah, that's.
I don't remember saying YTG.
What was the nighttime game on like Saturday night? Nighttime game.
Oh man, I don't remember. We were in the back dealing with drunk referees.
Whatever game I did with Lance, and I think it was Vegas, and I got moved over from women's over to men's, and the championship was New Dynasty. They were in it, so. But anyway, I don't know. Let me ask you guys a question, Pat. I'm gonna start you off with this. So New Dynasty does it. Oh, never mind, Jacob. I'm gonna start you off with this. Now you're like you put up your hand like
I was talking, so I had to. Okay. I was being polite. I muted myself.
We're just not used to that, man.
Yeah, exactly. Usually we're getting that. That's the response. So New Dynasty has done it with they have an A and a B team. YTG is doing it as well. I mean, there are other teams out there that do that. What do you think the strategy behind that is? Do you think it works? Like, what are your thoughts, Seth?
I saw with Cartel when they started with Mambas, and then they had the other teams down here. But of course, with them two teams, I mean, it's a good strategy because, hey, you got better odds of meeting the championship and just taking the plot home instead of playing each other. But that rarely happens. So, I mean, I really care less about it, honestly. I mean, they got an 8-man team or a 9-man team that they just want to split up to make the odds better. But sometimes they jack up and put too many of the stars on one team and they don't play when they could have been playing on the other team. But I'm not here to GM them. I'm just here to let them do what they do.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like they end up matching up against each other in like a first round game, or like it just doesn't seem like they get a meet in the championship at all. I mean, even in Tampa, right? YTG beat each other in a semifinal game. So I don't know, Jacob. Do you think it's a good strategy? Like, gets more guys involved, or what do you think?
I think there's pros and cons to it. I think the cons are you're dividing your talent to be competitive. I think that's probably the most glaring one to me. The biggest pro is it's kind of like what Pat said, is you're bettering your odds as your organization to win a championship. And if you're playing in cash prize tournaments, what are you there for? You know, you're there to win money. So why not stack up and throw a second or third team if you have the numbers for it? I think it's good for, you know, for build, like, you know, for building, getting better. You know, I think KOV does, they're kind of like the biggest ones off that I see. They've got five or six teams, you know, across all the way from pro down to novice, where they're, you know, they bring guys up, they move. It's almost like it's a farm system, you know. Locally, we see it. We've seen, like Pat said, with Cartel, Infinity, TJ does it. He used to have two or three teams where if somebody was doing really good, he'd bring them up to Infinity. If they weren't doing great, he'd move them down to one of the other teams. It gets guys an opportunity to play and gets them on a team. So I think the pros outweigh the cons to it, but it's dealer's choice, I guess.
So, Lance, I know everybody has an issue with when a team roster checks. They say, like, that's the worst thing you could do. Just line up and play who shows up. But how do you feel about this kind of scenario, and it's YTG, YTG, or New Dynasty, New Dynasty in the championship, and they don't play the game, and they just split the bid or whatever? Do you think that waters down, it upsets the competition? What are your thoughts on that kind of scenario?
It's the smartest thing ever done, because they're done and they can go to dinner. They don't want to play. I guarantee you by game five, game six, they don't have to play and they know they won. Why play?
That was the most Papa Lance answer ever. That's the smartest thing ever. They can go to dinner. They're good.
They don't got to play. They don't got to play. That's it. Why wouldn't they?
It's a big old team. I know.
That's an early day.
But I know most of those guys will play. Yeah. They will probably not take it as seriously if they were to play someone else. But if they're playing, you know, essentially their 1-1A team, they'll play to win, but not play hard to win, if that makes sense.
Yeah, man, if it's hot as hell out there, they're gonna be like, yo, y'all ready to go?
Exactly.
I've seen that. I've seen kind of what Lance said. You know, and at the end of the day, they all know they're taking the picture together. They don't care. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, I just – all right, clearly it's just me, but again, I'm a competitive I'm a competitive guy. And there was a point where I was trying to create two teams, and I had the mindset like, yeah, we're gonna meet in the championship, blah, 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 all this stuff. I would have never been okay just making it all the way to the championship and being like, all right, cool, let's just split it. Let's not play. Like I played those games. I want to win a championship. That when I was playing flag football, I wanted to win. And so I'm not gonna just say, okay, let's just not play this game. That's just me. Yeah, we can have a little fun. We can take a picture together afterwards. But I don't care if they're my teammates. I want to beat them.
Okay, but isn't it – so you're saying split in the sense you created the team. So technically you're all one big team. So you're not necessarily splitting if you're accepting a victory between over your one overarching team.
And it sounds like you upset with one of the teams. And
so who didn't let you take home the trophy?
Again, to be real, my team only won like two tournaments, right? So like we traveled everywhere, and so the fact like if that opportunity had presented itself, I would have loved to have won. But no, we never had the chance. Two teams coming together and playing each other in a championship game. That didn't come up. I don't know. Again, maybe it's just me. I've seen times when there's a whole team picture and it's 30 guys and it's like, oh, they just decided to split it and they didn't play. And so I don't know. I guess more than anything, that to me that feels like the other team should be upset about that. Like, dang, like, we wanted to play the championship. And, you know, yeah, they beat us or whatever. But here's the other thing that happened. There's no way to really control if one game ends early and some of those guys come over to the other game to help that team win it, so both teams get into the championship.
See, now you're talking about something different.
now you're going
down a different road. That's not what we were originally talking about. That's different. And if I see that, I mean, I don't know. I don't believe in roster checking. That's tough to not say anything about, though.
But can the team that lost
be interesting?
But can the team that lost roster check because the game is already over if they decide to play?
Nope.
Well, they, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So say, all right, so say Team A. Say Team A wins their semifinal game, and they notice that Team B is still playing their semifinal game, and there's 3 or 4 minutes left, and they slowly go over there. If they all have the same jerseys, they slip into the game and they end up winning that game.
They gotta lay in that bed.
Yeah.
You know, guess what? Society will take care of people who do that.
Mm-hmm.
They'll absolutely get flamed. And yeah, they might come back and say, oh, the organization let them do it. Blah, blah, blah. They suck. Blah, blah, blah. The thing about it is if you don't call it out yourself, there's nothing we can do.
Yeah, but let's be realistic. The amount of teams that are in a tournament, how often does a roster check happen? Like, it has been, like, that's the scarlet letter more than anything. Like, it's, I know that it's an old saying, but, no, like, you know, like, if you roster check a team, like, everybody's going to blast you on social media, all of that stuff. So, it's one of those situations, like, you're almost being bullied into the fact of just being like, oh, okay, these two teams, this mega team just cheated us out, and they're not even going to play, so they're going to take home the money, and I can't roster check it because I'm going to get blasted on social media.
So here's where I think the line's different. This is what I see. You don't see as much of what the situation we're describing happen, and people air it out immediately. What we see more of the roster check is so-and-so was supposed to play with this team. The morning of, they backed out and ran over here to play with this other team, and they've been playing the whole time, and we all know it, and they're just too dumb to have that person fill out a roster or get on a paper roster or something. So in the semifinals, when they meet, they go, we're going to let him play, and if we're losing, we're going to check him. That's when the scarlet letter, I think, comes out. And that's when, actually, I think it's more appropriate for the scarlet letter to come out. Because, yeah, the competitiveness in me, I'm not going to roster check you. If you show up with that group right there and say, we're going to play with those guys, yeah, we're gonna rock. Let's see if my best can beat your best. But if like you said, all of a sudden 5 or 6 guys come walking over from a game they just played and they hop in to improve, that's another sucker move. That's another scarlet letter in my mind.
Yeah. Lance, what are your thoughts?
Play the game with who you have. I mean, just play. I mean, I get it. Like, you're going to bitch and cry if you're tied and all of a sudden one person or two people come on the field. Then score more points. Or stop them from scoring. Yeah. I mean, do something.
I mean, it's kind of, again, my opinion, but you create two teams, you're almost taking a level of competition out of that where it used to be, especially when, you know, the period of time where rosters got slimmed down a lot. And it was like, this is, you know, I don't know what the maxes were or whatever. Was it 10 for fives or something like that?
Back in the day, it was like 12.
12. So you got 12. Okay, so you're winning these tournaments and all this stuff. Instead of continuing to have guys basically have to earn one of those 12 spots, we got enough guys. We'll just start another team. And it kind of takes away from that competitive stuff. Maybe that's why I will always look at the pro division as not pro players, because they're not as competitive as guys that are in the NFL that are constantly having to compete for their spot. and they can get cut at any moment. I don't know. Pat, what do you think?
Well, like I told you earlier, it's like a double-edged sword. Say if that team that loses early and some of the better players come in and start joining with the team, and now the team those players join the team and say they ain't got nothing to lose. They done already lost, you know what I'm saying? But they start helping out and say the game is close. You gonna want a roster check because you like, damn, I mean, y'all lost fan scrub, but y'all shouldn't have split y'all team either. I mean, but it'll piss anybody off, even nobody that says I'm not gonna roster check. I mean, but now I'm whooping your ass and you got two or three of your best players that normally would play with you, but they on the other team just because they want to get more burn. And they start coming in and making an impact. Oh yeah, it's time to roster check.
Yeah, but nobody's gonna do it because it's a scarlet letter. I mean,
nobody care about that if it's a cash prize. If it's a cash prize, hey, run it.
Then why didn't 2021 prove that they did not care? If there's money on the line, they're doing it.
Yeah, okay. If there's money on the line, I mean, if it's for T-shirts and a trophy, nobody cares about it. You know what I'm saying? But now, if it's $5,000 on the line, and you come over there with three players, and you have Chad Johnson come in the game, oh hell no, roster check.
All right, hold on. Let me put some names to this, Lance. I want you to answer this. The Curry Bombers are in a semifinal game. It's a close game with 4 minutes left. And they're playing YTGB or 2 or whatever, retro YTG, anything. And Mark comes over from another field with 4 minutes left in the game and jumps onto that YTG team. Are the Curry Bombers going to roster check? Because there's money on the line? They won't, right?
No, but they're going to air his butt out.
But Mark's going to make an impact with 4 minutes left.
Oh, it's a lifetime.
So I don't know. It's an interesting thing. I know, you know, you brought up a good point, Jacob, about the kind of farm system with KOV. I mean, I think there's guys that play in rec and pro in that farm system, and you know, nobody's gonna call it out. I know that the option is there to roster check, but it just seems like nobody's gonna do it because they don't want to get blasted. Being on social media matters so much more for guys than winning a cash prize sometimes, I think, honestly.
And like if it's two teams from the same state, they're not gonna rock the check. They're gonna rock and play.
Yeah.
But if it's two teams from total different sides, like New Dynasty is on the West Coast and you got a team on the East Coast and that happens, oh, they're gonna rock the check. They're not gonna see each other. They don't care. Give me my money. Give me my $5,000 and that's it. I don't care. Like, I'm not best friends with you. You playing football against me. No, we here for a prize, bro. Just like we paid our money. Y'all paid y'all money. Hey, we playing for the same result at the end. Sorry.
What was that?
Playing better.
What was that 2021? That was Fives Contact Pro? Is that what it was?
It was –
Vegas?
It was Vegas Free Smoke versus King Amongst Men.
So outside of that, I don't know of any pro matchups, games that have had a roster check. Can you think of any, Jacob?
I wouldn't be able to name them at the moment. But
it was one in Texas. Look,
here's when I see roster checks happen. Majority of time roster checks are in rec or in amateur or in these bottom divisions where these dudes, they know people aren't paying attention. They're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. And they're trying just to get a win. That's what you see it more in rec and in amateur and in the lower divisions than you do in pro. Majority of the time pro guys see it and they're we're going to play.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. For sure. Yeah, I mean, hey, I played in the tournament in Cowboys Stadium, and I was told by the director of that organization that every team in Texas puts certain players on their roster, every single team in Texas, just in case they can get that player to play with them. And, you know, it's a pro player. And so if they're, whether it's rec, comp, pro, and they're in that organization, they don't do any comparison. So if every team has this guy on their roster, then when you go to roster check him and say, he's not even wearing the same jersey, and you pay the $50 for a roster check, they're going to be like, oh, yep, nope, this team's got him. So they're covered. Like,
so you know. I will say this for USA rules. So if you're on multiple rosters within the same division, you are ineligible. You can't be on more than one. That is a nice thing. And now, so if you're on multiple rosters, just keep in mind, if you're on multiple rosters within the same format, your highest roster, like your highest division, is your legal roster. So if you're on a comp, amateur, novice, your comp roster is your legal roster. Everything else is illegal.
Yep.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, that was way off topic. I want to tell you guys the I did.
That's good.
I just wanted to go down.
Yeah, that's good conversation.
You know, I wanted to go down a rabbit hole a little bit. Okay, so Five's contact. Here's your final four. I think you guys are going to like this. Carolina Legion against Hard Target. And YTG against New Dynasty, because we had an upset. With New Dynasty over Bex.
So how did Bex lose the New Dynasty?
Lance, you helped create that monster. You knew he wasn't going to pick that. I don't think this was so random. I think there was some tomfoolery afoot.
Hey, now you're going to make Bex beat the brakes off New Dynasty.
Let him.
Hey, I don't know. Maybe Bex does listen to this podcast every single week, and he listens, and he hears me and uses it as motivation. Because, right, I said he wasn't going to win the draft tournament, and sure enough, he won it.
As soon as you make those snippets and you add me and I post it in the story, he watches.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know. He watches.
Yeah, okay. All right, cool. That's a good final four, you know. It probably won't work out that way, but you know, it's good to talk about. So, okay, guys, here's your opportunity for redemption. Jack, hopefully this turns out differently. We're sorry if it doesn't. So Five's women's contact. Let me start up with, and I don't know who this second team is, but we got Lace Up against Titties and Tutties. Jacob? Titties and Tutties.
Titties and Tutties. They're out of the great.
I do know. They're out of the great state of Ohio. The 440. Yeah. Like,
of course,
they're part of so many Titties. Hey, they're part of Show My TDs. That team, that's the women version. Show My TDs.
Against mixed breeds?
Lace Up. Okay. All right, that's there we go.
That's Tom Brady 2.0. Yeah, Lace Up.
Oh, my God.
Period.
And I'm out.
Don't even ask anybody about Lace Up. Lace Up is my answer. Sorry.
That's the picture I sent you where you were locked in to Tom Brady. Yeah. Okay. Nice. All right. Fair enough. Maybe you'll figure out her name one day. Yeah. Because everybody else knows her name. Okay. All right, so now we got High Rise Hitters against Mixed Breeds.
I'm Mixed Breeds.
It depends on
what quarterback shows up in Mixed Breeds.
Lance, do you know who High Rise Hitters are?
No, they're based in Chicago, so I don't know them.
Lance, you got the team list up. You cheater.
Appreciate you, Lance.
Where were you earlier? Is Mamba's from North Carolina?
There's two of them. There's one from Tennessee, and the other one is
It's from Raleigh.
In five contact pro.
Hold on.
Got to boot up the dial up.
You got company.
There's no Mambas here.
In men's. Five men's contact. That we were talking about it earlier.
Yeah, there's no Mambas in fives contact pro. There's no Mamba.
You're just making stuff up and trying to get
I tell you the team name.
You know what's crazy? I did say the wrong team name. It was Monstars. But YPG would be Monstars, right?
You beat the brakes off Monstars.
Yeah, okay. I didn't write that down wrong. My bad. All right, okay.
Thing, man. Go, Jacob. You got a take.
Come on, all right, so this is a smaller bracket for fives women's contact. So the final four, two teams get the bye. Question mark is the name of the one team, and they'll be playing mixed freeze. And lace up will be playing level up.
That'll actually be a good game.
Level up. Oh.
That'll be a good game.
Yeah.
So
that'd probably be the only time I go against Tito LaLonde against Brady. Oh no.
Level up.
Man, not 30 seconds ago. You're like, oh, give me 2 points no matter what.
But I ain't got the team. I ain't got the team list up. But when you said level up, you can't go against a team that's been dominating every man. Time they play.
Stand 10 toes down, man.
Unless they played at Lynn Lewis, I don't think Level Up and Lace Up have played each other yet.
That would be a good game.
Yeah, I think that would be a real good game. So
we got the opportunity for a real good game.
So the final bracket we're going to do tonight, Dean's favorite, Sixes Contact Men. So this is a good one. This is eight teams. So real quick, just pick them through. We got first and foremost, Lance. I'm going to use Super Soakers against New Orleans Wolfpack.
Super Soakers.
Okay. Jacob.
That'll be a better matchup than we're talking about it, but Super Soakers with the win.
Okay. I think with Wolfpack, that is a team that it depends who shows up. For that team.
I agree. They're a seven screen team who just happened to stumble upon six contact, and they're actually really good.
Yeah.
But I can't take away from Super Soaker. That's the style they play in Minnesota.
Yep.
Yeah. And I mean the difference maker, and this is why I say it, is I don't know if you guys know who Moss Henderson is. But he plays with Wolfpack. You guys, he's a receiver. He played for 35 plus in Tampa. I don't know if it was against you, Pat. I think he played with New Dynasty. Did you play New Dynasty in Tampa?
Yeah.
That's who beat him.
Yeah. So, I mean, he was the receiver that was always downfield open, burning your DB, whoever your DB was. They got burned in that game. Like,
oh, I don't know. The game was pretty close. I mean, the referee missed the ball pass.
Hey, man, that was a hot minute ago, though. You know what I mean? That was a hot minute. Okay, so next up, we got VIP out of the worst state in the continental, Colorado, and we got no flex zone. So, so Pat, who you got?
I can't go against Colorado on this one. They pretty decent in six man. They played pretty good in but they probably just changed their name, but they played pretty good in Vegas.
I'll tell you right now it's not the Bears.
The Bears.
No. Yeah. But I'll tell you this is not the Bears. It's VIP, it's a different team.
VIP is pretty good. They're pretty good. Mike, a couple of guys I know that play with them. Yeah.
So you taking them over the former Shark City?
Yeah, VIP more physical.
Okay, Lance, who you got?
NFZ.
What?
No flag.
No flag. Oh, okay.
That's what they're going to say.
So acronyms are tough for Ann, all right?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to go with you, Lance. I think Stretch can pull off the win there, and I'm going to go no flex zone as well. All right. Jacob, you're up. Suicide Squad against SP Savages.
Depends on who all Suicide Squad recruits. I'm going to go Suicide Squad.
Okay. Pat, what do you got?
I'm not going against the Savages. They showed that they could play.
All right, Lance, give me the tiebreaker.
I kind of like Burns. Savages. Based on what I saw, I like Savages.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah, he got birds in his window or something. I don't know.
Yeah, no birds. I'll show you, but birds in the fucking garage. I'm outside in the garage and fucking birds chirping.
Okay, so
sorry, I'm not in the hood, guys. I don't have crows.
Oh man. Okay, so the final matchup to decide the final four, it would be New Dynasty against Free Smoke. Pat?
This is not random.
It is random.
I don't know, man. I mean, I can't bet. I don't want to bet against the champs, but Free Smoke beat the champs in Tampa last year, so I'm going Free Smoke.
But this is
King Slayers, huh?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're going to get them.
All right, Jacob.
I'm going to pick New Dynasty for fun, man. Plus, okay. I mean, as long as they don't fight, you know, that's the key with New Dynasty. They keep their composure. They're a tough ball team. I mean, and Jordan right now he's killing it right now.
Yep.
We're saying that basically this entire year so far, they only lost one Sixes game. And the last, like, it was the final play of the game against the Bears, right, in Tampa. Pat?
Yeah.
That's it. They've won every other Sixers game besides the disqualification in San Diego or in Santa Clarita.
Good job, man.
I was just trying to let them play a little bit. You know what I mean?
You just
trying
to let them play.
trying to follow direction. Everybody just keeps telling me, just let the guys play, let the guys play. And then all of a sudden, a fight breaks out.
That dude was not playing. That dude was looking.
No.
He was trying to work out some personal issues.
Hey, you know what?
MF to run up on.
Hey, Ant, you gotta remember the Savages pushed New Dynasty to the limit and with seven players at in Vegas. So
the limit. Two score game.
That was due to the fight and the cramping up. Jacob, you were sitting under the tent. I was there when Ant, the quarterback.
Hold on.
Excuse me. Go ahead, sir.
I was where?
You was under the tent at first.
I was where?
I don't remember. I don't know
no.
Shit.
Bro, we had that field had better security.
You know what? Y'all were in the
end zone. Mark Nations was on one sideline. Chung was on the other sideline. And the second they started shoving, we were on the field faster than – I think the only person that beat us there was you.
Yeah, because when the quarterback threw the ball and got an interception, the dude ran it back, the DB, and he flinched that mark. I mean, and he – you know, now he wanted to be tough guy, and that's when shit broke loose. So,
yeah,
but the game was 7-6 for a while until the boys started cramping up. But it is. That's old news. But I was just telling them about it. It is what it is.
Hey,
New Dynasty. Let's just say that. They played well. Score doesn't matter, but they
Well, give them respect. Hey, they were kind of respectable.
Hey, I'm going to tell you guys this, and maybe you guys don't have to believe it if you want, but one of the last year I played in Tampa, this was like when Sixers first came to Tampa. I know it's not Bex's specialty, but they were in Sixers against my team.
Mm-hmm.
It was a pool play game, and they beat us 7-6 on the last play of the game. So anybody can play with anybody, but it's who wins the game, right? Like, that's what it comes down to. And whether you got 7 players or you had a hard time traveling or you stayed up too late the other night or you have a quarterback get injured or whatever, all it comes down to is who shows up, you know? I mean, and New Dynasty keeps showing up. So, I mean, that's – all right. So, I don't know if we decided. Lance, did you say? You got to do the tiebreaker, I think. New Dynasty or Free Smoke? You said New Dynasty also? Okay.
No, you didn't.
No, I said to get in the previous game.
Okay. Oh, that was the game. New Dynasty against Free Smoke.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about the team from Philadelphia.
No, that was down the rabbit hole.
Yeah. So, yeah, see, I'll still take New Dynasty.
Okay. All right, so here you go. You guys get the rematch. Here's the final four. SP Savages against New Dynasty. And no Flex Zone against Super Soakers. So that's pretty...
That was the wackest one out of all of them.
I mean, there's only 18. You know, Sixes hasn't caught on like 5.
And it won't. Yeah. And they're not around here. We got very little interest.
Yeah. Why? What's the issue with Sixes? Because you can't run?
They're content with playing 5s. They don't want to – if it's not broke, don't fix it. Not saying it's a bad format. I mean, maybe it doesn't help that I don't – I'm not crazy about it, but that's just my personal opinion.
Yeah.
It's too slow for me.
There's not that many fat people running around this area.
First of all, I'm right here. Okay.
Do you see the linemen that come with Sixes? If it's not that many walking around North Carolina like that, and it's not too many quarterback that's non-mobile, that they go back there and play quarterback. We only have a few non-mobile quarterbacks. You stupid-ass bird.
Start calling you Tree.
Okay. I mean, I love Sixes, but I think that's because for me, as I transitioned from 8 to small ball, it just felt like a better fit for me. I was a lineman, and so it just gave me a lot more action. I was able to play a lot more. I was able to, I don't know, just feel like I wasn't all, you know, set a block. Now I'm going to stand around for 45 seconds. Now the refs are going to talk. Triple threats, right? You know, like, if we want to talk about slow, 8s is slow. Lance, you have any theories why 6s hasn't caught on? I mean, in the same time frame, Air It Out has exploded. So why do you think 6s hasn't?
I just think, to Pat's point, there's not a lot of people that want to do 6s, and 5s is easier to recruit for, because you're basically taking your 5-man non-contact. It says same team, no pitching, done. There's your team. Yeah. You know, you have a built-in team, so it's already done.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, it's easy to just add another format if you're already doing non-contact. Yeah, that makes sense.
I do think physicality plays a factor as well.
What do you mean?
Like, you know, in the non-contact formats, now granted, let me lead real quick. Flag football is still a collision sport, just like regular football. But our non-contact formats, it's not as strenuous as on the body. You know, it's not as – it doesn't beat down as much as the contact formats. But that's intentional. So I think that also that kind of plays a factor in it as well. Guys aren't willing to get beat up for six games versus at minimum versus, you know, a non-contact where guys are they're running around a little more freely. They're not getting, you know, blown up every, you know, every series. The potential of it's not there for that.
Yeah, I mean, GM Pat, you better be helping your SP Savages boys out, and they better show up with more than seven guys this time around. He muted himself.
Hey, I'll be wearing black and white. I'm not no GM. I am officially a referee. I am not nobody GM. Nobody. Zero. I help out nobody teams. None. No affiliation. Done. Hey, but... Jumped out. Done.
Jumped out.
Hey, but they can't win in Nashville with only seven guys, right?
I don't think they're gonna have seven guys in Nashville. It's a little easier to drive compared to Vegas.
It's closer. Yeah, it's closer.
What do you think that?
Yeah. Okay, so I know you guys have been busy recently, and I just wanted to just kind of follow up with some of the recent tournaments and stuff you guys have done. Just real quick, Pat, best and worst part of the Camel City draft?
The heat. The heat was the worst part ever. It's always the worst part. Always. But the best part was the unity. It's like a giant family reunion. And got the damn bro, like
we got bird, we got horn talking.
Yeah, but no, it's like the unity, but you also, you know, but you have a whole lot of, and me and Jacob always talk about this. You have a whole bunch of adults pay to talk shit and complain about refereeing like they could do any better. But I mean, it's a good atmosphere. You only get that once a year. You don't think you can get that nowhere else. So what, 108 players or
108, yeah, it was 108 is what we hit, yeah.
And then you could have had at least, if they opened it up more, they could at least had probably about 15 of the 18 teams they really wanted to. That's how big it is as far as with the unity and everything. But that was it, man.
Jacob, how about you? Same question.
Worst part, I think, I don't want to steal Pat's answer and say the heat, but it was undefeated, bro. I mean, it was just – the humidity was unreal. You know, I think the time out there was great, but I think the time out there also it wore on everybody. The best part to me, it's seeing people play with people they wouldn't normally play with. Seeing them get moved around, do something different. I know on the West Coast, the draft tournaments are a little more common, and I think people, they mix and match a little better. But out here it's rare, you know, this is a once a year tournament for us. So seeing these guys mix up with different teams and different players and try to put something together, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Is there a reason why you only do it once a year? Just availability or
the novelty of it.
Gotcha. That's cool. Lance, you had a busy, basically week this past week. So in LA, Junior International Cup, the one, all of that. What was the best and worst part of your week?
So the way they ran the Select Bowl and the Junior International Cup was kind of interesting. I was more focused on the Select Bowl, was basically more on the youth side, more so on the youth side. And it's just great to see like top tier youth playing. You have your issues with parents, and I had my issues, and I was like, y'all just gotta stop. But the nice thing, and I made a comment of this, so you know, and I'll use Tampa as an example, you know how the parents were pretty much on top of the field?
Yeah,
they were 25 feet away up in the stands.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It was beautiful. They can yell and scream. They lost their voice too, but I had no one in my ear. I could tune them out. No one was right next to me, so it was actually really fun. And then we got to the championship games. it was loud, but it was manageable loud. So, like, I didn't have to have parents on top of the field. So that was actually really nice. The facility was really great. We were at the LA Galaxy Dignity Health Sports Center. So they had one of the venues that they let us use to walk in and just get cool was the Velodrome. So that was actually kind of neat just to check out. But the event, all in all, was really good. You know, it was a little warm on Thursday and Sunday. But all in all, the event in itself was pretty good.
Yeah, so Jacob, I know that this is an adult, but it was not a clean sweep for the American teams. So I just wanna highlight that the older boys, the U-17 boys, Mexico took that home, and I don't think.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Lance. I don't think the U.S. the U-17 U.S. boys didn't make it to the championship game.
No, they won bronze.
It was, yeah.
They won bronze. They beat Japan and for the bronze.
So I don't know. Maybe that's a sign of what's to come, Jacob, and our bet for.
but you know what I've said. You guys know what I've said about this. I think it's a good thing.
That's a great thing.
Yeah, for sure. Any new countries come this year for the Junior International Cup, Lance?
No, I mean, you had your basic, no new countries. U.S., Mexico, Canada, Panama, and Japan were all there, represented well. It was actually nice to catch up with some of the coaches and directors from the Japan team. They're always good people, and so it was just nice to catch up with them.
Nice. And no, so I know you talked about parents, but no disgruntled Dollar General employees that you had to deal with at all on the sideline.
I was not the director of referees, so I will not. I plead the fifth.
I just know that specifically. Parents that work at Dollar General, they can be really hostile in flag football environments. that's all worst. I'm saying.
You're the worst.
Oh, man. Okay, so let's wrap it up. Let's finish for tonight because I know we all got a busy week ahead and National is really close. So, Pat, final thoughts. Flag football or not related, go on your soapbox.
Well, I ain't got no soapbox now, but hey, I'm just ready to see you guys. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy turning 43 and, you know, be ready to shave my beard when I get back because I got camp for CIAAs. Other than that, man, that's really it. And get ready for this nice little adventure from – Fayetteville to Nashville. That's it.
How long of a drive is that?
Oh, it's eight. I think it's eight hours and 15 minutes. But I'm probably going to stop and chill, sightsee, and relax.
Buc-ee's.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's so much to sightsee between North Carolina and Tennessee.
yeah. We'll find out.
Here we go.
It's like the world's biggest chair or something like that is on the side of the road. God, that you
were drinking nothing but Gatorade since you started this
day. Okay, Jacob, go ahead. Let me hear your final thoughts.
Man, I think I'm kind of like Pat. Man, I don't have too much. You know, there's a lot going on, a lot of things moving around. I'm looking forward to this weekend. We got a big one ahead of us. But I think, you know, we've got the group and the talent to get it done and to have a good time with it. So I'm really excited. I'm really excited to see all you guys and catch up because it's been a minute since we've had Ant with us. Actually, since we've had Ant and Pat with us. You know, Lance and I have been, you know, trying to hold it down over here without you guys since you guys don't want to hang out with us. That's cool. But yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it, man. I mean, me and Joe are getting on the road Thursday afternoon. We'll be up there, you know, as soon as we can.
There you go. Lance, final thoughts for the night.
looking forward to seeing you guys. It's kind of funny. A lot of the teams that I saw this past weekend, they're going to Nashville. I'm like, see you in 3 days. It's good to see those guys, guys and gals. So just looking forward to some good football out in Nashville, hopefully. Weather is a little forgiving versus what I'm hearing about from your draft tourney. So we'll see.
Should be a little bit better. Should be a little bit better. We are in the mountains.
Yeah. The mountains of Nashville? Is that what you're telling me right now?
No, I think you actually, to take that back, you cross the mountains to get – okay. Shut up, Ant. Give us your final thoughts, you jerk.
Hey, you know, as far as it goes with me, the last time I think we've all been together was Vegas. And so I'm excited for that. I'm excited for the Olympic division. That's going to be a lot of fun. But just in general, I mean, I haven't seen now being out on the East Coast. There's all, you know, all the people traveling from Cali, from the West Coast that, you know, I got used to seeing every single week. And I haven't seen him in a little bit. So that'll be fun. You know, I was like in my head, I thought to myself, okay, I haven't been an attorney in a couple months. Jacob will take it easy on me initially. He's throwing me right into Olympic Pro, white hat. So I'm just going for it. So I've been in the rule book studying. Lance, be prepared. I gave you one night off, but I'm going to be in your DMs, messaging you with all kinds of questions. Jacob's been hit with it. It's happened. Like, you know, but yeah, you know, but hey, it's important to me. You know, I just, for me, going to tournaments is a good release for me. It's a good, just, I know it's working, but to me, it's kind of a vacation. I am a full-time dad. And so that's what I do for a living. So being able to rep is kind of a vacation for me. I will say this. There is nothing that players can say to me that's any worse than anything my kids have said to me. So, like, you know, the amount of 13 years of changing diapers, you know, it doesn't, you know, it's way worse than having some dude from New Dynasty cuss me out. Like, it just doesn't compare. Like, so yeah, so I'm excited. Whatever happens, you know, hopefully there's no fights. Hopefully Jacob doesn't. I don't know what you were doing with the anyway. Well, you and Chun hopefully handle things better if there is a fight. Okay. But
hey, is Dean showing up or no?
Dean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Dean will be there.
Oh, yeah, so that's the one we got to worry about, getting in the middle of that.
Hey.
Not Jacob and Chun. Dean to take one to the chin for everybody.
That's fact. Hey, but Dean made it very clear. His main priority this week is going to find the hot tour girl. So, that's what he said. He wanted to make that. So, all right, y'all. Well, we'll finish with that. I'll see you guys in Nashville, and I appreciate y'all coming on tonight.
Sounds good.
Yeah, we good.